Tafches Adal Siman Kuf Yudal Halacha Zayin, and we're going to Halacha Yud Gimel. So we're holding by Bdikas Chametz itself, and right before we make the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz, which is going to be part of the Biur Chametz, destroying the Chametz, we make a bracha. Shed l'shametziv tzitzvah l'biur Chametz. And even though right now you're not destroying it, but since this is really the preliminary steps in order to get to Chametz and identify it and then destroy it in the morning, so therefore you make a bracha al biur chametz. There's a big discussion if you make a shechianu or not, because and there's about 8 different answers why we don't make a shechianu, but many nevertheless try to make a shechianu, so they get a new beged, a new clothing, a new tie, something special, and they make shechianu have in mind. Some actually are yotze with a shechianu and pulling, but that's already too late at this point. Now, when it comes to the Bdikas Chametz, so once you make the bracha, you're not allowed to interrupt, obviously, because the mitzvah has to come right after the bracha. So if you spoke and said something that has nothing to do with Bdikas Chametz, you have to make the bracha again. Otherwise, you don't have to make the bracha again, but you should at least start and be engaged in looking and starting to check the different rooms. Once you're checking the different rooms, you started checking, even if you did interrupt with something that has nothing, you have a phone call or something that has, even though you should not be involved in such in things that have nothing to do with Bdikas Chametz, but then nevertheless, if you did, it's okay, especially answering Amen, and if you hear thunder and lightning, etc., that would be still okay. With one bracha, you can make a bdika on many houses, including your business, and there's a big discussion in the Achronim, what happens if you can't do the whole thing, you have many houses, and you get different shlichim, best that the messengers are there present when you make the bracha. So those are important details that's kedai to ask shailas. There's a minig, as the Kitzur points out, to take 10 pieces of bread and place them in different places in the house in order that in case the person that's checking doesn't find anything, it's not going to be considered bracha levatal. There's a major discussion about this. This actually comes to the Arizal. The Arizal minig was to put 10 pieces of chametz, but less than the kezais, and there's Kabbalistic connotations, the 10 spheres, big things about destroying and getting rid of all the ra in the world. Whatever the reasons are, the halachic consideration, which the Kitzur discusses, is also up to debate, because many hold that it makes no difference if you didn't find anything, because the point was, as Shlomo Zalman says, to check and make sure that there's no chametz in the house and that everything was checked properly. Furthermore, it's important to know that if you have to make sure to know where the 10 petitim are, the 10 different pieces of bread are, because this way you don't lose any one of them, then becomes a whole shaila. But lemaisa, if you can't find it, you mevata as part of the bittul. There's the discussion also who should put it out, and somehow it's better. I think Chuvas Vanag is right. Best is someone that the household puts it out. This way, there's like, so to speak, a hide and seek, but it really gets the balabais focused and searching everywhere. When it comes to any chametz that he leaves over for tomorrow or to sell, so he should put it in a protected place, because that chametz is going to, he needs to know where it is. And the idea is when you're doing what's called the bittul, you're not having in mind for that chametz. In fact, that last kezayis or chametz that you put aside because you want to burn, you certainly don't want to be mevatel and be mafkil and make all of this, because then you won't be able to fulfill the obligation of tashbisu according to Rabbi Yehuda of burning, because it's not yours anymore. Now the ikar bittul is belev, is in your heart, and the idea is that you want to cancel and make nullify and make ownerless. It's not yours. Any chametz that's in your domain. Now again, like we said already, at night it's something that you didn't see. The chametz that you know about, you are still keeping. It's important, as the Kitzur says, to know what you're saying. He even gives a translation in Yiddish. The idea is to make sure you know what's called chamira and chamira. We mentioned this in the daily videos, that chamira really means the yeast, leavening. Chamira is actually chametz. I actually saw an Amot Chaliyos Sefer that he switches the two, which is surprising, because this is really based on the Targum. Either way, everyone agrees, if you know essentially what you're saying, you're yoytze. There's a beautiful truth from Lamoish, also a discussion about that, different languages that you use. But the ikar is to know it's not a skula, it's not a tefillah, but rather it's a serious declaration that whatever chametz is left over, I really don't want to own, and therefore I won't be over any yisr, a bal rei bal imotze. Even though we did the bittul chametz, like we said already at night, during the day, after you had burnt the chametz, now it's best, as the Chuvas Hanogos and many Pesukim say, to burn it in the fifth hour, specifically in the fifth hour, because that's actually when the mitzvah is. Some say that before that, maybe it's not, but many people do. So there's certainly what to be saying, the idea is to get rid of the chametz, but by the fifth end of the fifth hour, it's too late. So you have to make sure, and the minute of burning it, again, is to fulfill the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the Tashbisu is done with burning. When it comes to a room that needs bdikas chametz, and a person decided, you know what, I want to make this into a storage place, and he's going to store fruits and vegetables, not chametz, he's going to store a lot of different things, and it'll be make it impossible really to check this room. So now, there's an important distinction. The distinction goes like this. If you are, really the best thing is, even if his Pesach is in months from now, it's to do a regular bdikas chametz, you're not going to make a bracha. You never make a bracha if it's not the night of the 14th. Now this could be right after Pesach if you decide. Now, but the Eved, if you didn't check the do bedika, so it depends. If your intention is before Pesach, before this Zman Bedikas Chametz, meaning of the 14th, you're going to clear out this room. So then the halacha is that you don't have to be matriarch yourself right now to check. Meaning to say, you know you're going to clear out this room anyway before Bdikas Chametz. So we're not concerned that you're going to come on Pesach and suddenly clear and start taking apart this room and discover Chametz. But if your intention is to clear this room during Pesach, which is in itself a shiloh, what that means exactly, but the idea is you're going to be clear out things on Pesach for whatever use you have, then you must check it right now. That means even after you already started storing stuff inside, and even though there's going to be a big toil and a loss of money. And lastly, the Kitzur says, however, if a person makes this oitz of the storage with the intention that he's not going to clear this until after Pesach, so then there's a distinction. If it's before 30 days before Pesach, where you're not yet in the obligation of worrying about Pesach, you do not have to check it. Unless the Kitzur says, you know for sure that this chametz there, then you have to definitely destroy it, and you have to check it. But the reason why is because the bitter that you're going to be mevata on the night of the 14th is going to take care of any possible chametz is there. But if it's already within 30 days, there's already chalois achiv b'dika, because shayla medoshim b'chaz achag. So therefore, you have to check it. You have to check it now. And even if you forgot to check it, you have to clear this storage and check it at night, right after, whenever you remember. Have a beautiful day.